As you may know, the ordinary minister of the Sacrament of Confirmation is a bishop. However, due to the weather, Bishop Kagan decided it best not to travel from Bismarck right now. Therefore, he has delegated me to the task of celebrating the sacrament for you today, and I'm honored to do so. So, candidates, that's you, the ones about to receive confirmation, look around you. Look at all these people who have gathered to be with you today. This crowd suggests to us that something big is happening. A once-in-a-lifetime kind of event. A milestone in your life. And that is exactly what confirmation should be. What it will be for you, if you let it. But what is confirmation anyway? I mean, how many of us really know? If I asked you, could you give me a definition? I hope our students could. Well, as I frequently reminded these students, confirmation is not a graduation ceremony. It's not primarily an opportunity for you to reaffirm your Catholic faith, though that is an important part of what we do today. It's not some sort of ritual whereby we welcome you to a kind of, quote, adulthood in the church, though it does complete your initiation as a Catholic. First and foremost, confirmation is a sacrament. And like all the seven sacraments, it is a gift from Jesus, and it does something. As St. Paul wrote in our second reading, these gifts are given us for some benefit. Confirmation changes us for good. Specifically, it strengthens the gifts of the Holy Spirit within us, gifts which we first received at our baptisms. These gifts will help you to more readily live the life God has in mind for you, whatever that is. Take, for example, the prototype of this sacrament, which we find in Pentecost. Pentecost was the day, 50 days after the resurrection of Jesus, when the Holy Spirit descended upon the apostles. Now you remember, Jesus had been crucified, he died, and he was buried, and on the third day he rose from the dead. Then he was with his disciples after his resurrection for 40 days. What an amazing time. But he warned them that he would leave them once more. But that before he did, he promised to send them the Holy Spirit. Well, 10 days after he did leave the earth, the apostles, they were kind of hiding, which was understandable. I mean, the people who'd killed Jesus were still around and not exactly friendly to his followers. So they were hiding out. And then, as promised, the Holy Spirit arrived, and manifesting as wind and tongues of fire, the Holy Spirit, he changed those men in powerful ways. Peter, who had been hiding behind locked doors, suddenly went out and preached the good news of Jesus to huge crowds, and thousands were baptized. All the apostles, likewise, found new wisdom, understanding, counsel, fortitude, knowledge, piety, and fear of the Lord, the gifts of the Holy Spirit, which enabled them to spread across the known world, doing great things for Jesus, even as they were, quote, persecuted for the sake of righteousness, as Jesus warned them they would be. They gave their lives for Jesus, built up the church, and now they are saints. They changed the world after Pentecost. And Pentecost was their confirmation. This sacrament has been handed down from Jesus through those apostles, down through the centuries, through our bishops, to me here today, so that each of you can have your own personal Pentecost. And so you, like those apostles, can change the world for the better. Now, at the risk of repeating myself maybe too many times, I know I've shared this at least twice, but I want to share it again because it was my own powerful experience. You know, I was baptized as an infant. Thank you, Mom and Dad. And as a kid, I was interested in my Catholic faith, but it didn't last long. Long story short, I left the faith for years, starting, about age 12 or so. And only after college, after studying the Catholic faith more deeply, did I finally receive the sacrament of confirmation as an adult. It wasn't that dramatic of a moment. There was no speaking in tongues, there was no tongues of fire, no voices booming from the heavens, no wind. I was anointed with holy oil, as you will be momentarily, and the next day I went to work as usual. But something had changed in me. I could not have articulated this until years later, but after my confirmation, I more intensely sought the will of God for my life in prayer. And looking back, I can see that the gifts of the Holy Spirit, they were at work. Over the course of a year or so after my confirmation, I found the wisdom to discern that God might be calling me to the priesthood, and the courage to make the sacrifices necessary, a good job, a home, to investigate that calling. My life changed dramatically after confirmation, not immediately. But looking back, it was a turning point in my life. But what will it do for you? What effect will it have? I don't know, except to say that it will be good for you. And it will be good for the rest of us as well. St. Paul in our reading explained that there are different kinds of spiritual gifts, but the same Spirit. There are different forms of service, but the same Lord. To each individual, the manifestation of the Spirit is given, again, for some benefit. Some of you are called to be the hands of Christ for others, doing good works. Some of you are called to be the voice of Christ, preaching the gospel more explicitly by your words. Some of you are called to be the heart of Christ, to express the love and compassion of our Lord for those who suffer. And all of you are called, in some way, to be Christ in the world. Confirmation will help you do that, if you let it. Perhaps the Holy Spirit will guide you to discern your vocation, your specific calling in life, what God desires for you. Are you called to be a husband or a wife, a parent to children? Are you called to be a priest? Are you called to be a religious sister? Whatever God calls you to, I urge you, listen, answer that call. The truth is, you will never be happier in this life, and you will never do more good for others than if you discern and answer God's call. The Holy Spirit will guide you. Listen to Him in regular prayer. I know that we, all of us gathered here, were excited to see where the Holy Spirit will guide you in your lives. We are praying that you will listen for that guidance and follow it. Now, candidates, before you receive the Holy Spirit, please stand and renew the promises you made or your parents and godparents made on your behalf at your baptisms.